The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
This is Vince Russo's The Brand.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to 8 Days a Week. This is the show where we run down all the happenings on Russo's brand. Russo's brand, where the pros are real pros, bro. People that been there and done that, and you get the perspective from many, many, many different people as it pertains to the world of sports, entertainment, professional wrestling. Myself, Jeff Lane, Ben Hameen, Stevie Richards, Big Vito, Goldilocks, Shane Douglas, who am I forgetting? Castrating the Marks. I mean, you name it. We are covering all the bases over on russosbrand.com. It is still less than a dollar a week, guys. No long-term commitments. And this is a sampling of some of the shows. Jeff, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, the shows, they come in both video and audio. So you can do both formats. You can do whatever is your preference. If you like to listen on the go, working out, next to Dave Scherer on the treadmill, whether you on the way to work, whatever it is, Realm Network gives you your own private RSS feed that you can pop into your favorite podcast app, get the shows right on there. Of course, the video versions, you can stream them off Realm Network. You can download them. You have up to a month to download to keep the videos. No long-term commitment. Just go to russosbrand.com, subscribe to the Realm Network right at the top. And of course, this show we film live every Monday morning at twitch.tv/VinceRussoLive. You can join us, be a part of the show, like No DQ Virtue cheering 60 bits, TX Sooner with 100 bits, Broadcaster with 750 bits, Super Jam with 100, DJ Mad Dog with 10. So join us, guys, usually around 10 Eastern, Monday morning, twitch.tv/VinceRussoLive.
Well, Jeff, we are recording this on Monday, so yesterday was the Super Bowl. You know, Jeff, as a Stern fan, I told a story. You know, the Stern show would have been amazing if the Chiefs would have lost because of, you know, Richard Christie, who is an avid Chiefs fan. He's been a Chief fan his whole life. He was blubbering and crying and carrying on like some kind of an imbecile all of last week. He couldn't even talk without crying. So he was like swaying me a little bit because I'm like, man, I want the Chiefs to lose now because the radio will be too good, you know, if they lose and have to see him deal with the loss and, you know, see how it, you know, rub it in and all that. But, you know, my gut was telling me like from day one, like the Chiefs are going to win this game. You know, I really felt the Chiefs were going to win this game. And like, I stuck with that. I didn't sway. I didn't bet against the Chiefs just so I could root against Christie because money's money, bro. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, my gut was the Chiefs. I stuck with the Chiefs. I bet on the Chiefs. You know, Disco laid a bet for me in Vegas before the game started. But, bro, I got to tell you something. Like, I swear to God, bro, I bet $100 on the Chiefs. All right? So I'll get $100 back, right? So, bro, I lay the bet yesterday morning, and I swear to God, bro, when it was my birthday a couple of weeks ago, I couldn't go out with my daughter because she was out of town, all right? So she's been trying to hook up with us, you know, since she came back. So she decides yesterday, let's go out to breakfast for your birthday. Okay. Okay. You know, fine. No problem. I just want to be home, you know, for the game. No problem. We can go out to the breakfast. So, you know, of course, you know, my wife and I have to drive out to Boulder where my daughter is. That's a 35-minute ride. Okay. Jeff, I just want to go to IHOP. I want to get the chicken fajita omelet and the pancakes. That's all I want. That's it, bro. Like, I think that's $10.99 or something like that. That's all I want. Bro, my daughter can't go to IHOP. My daughter cannot be seen in any restaurant that's like a franchise. Okay? She's just not going to go. Bro, it doesn't matter how good the food is. It doesn't matter. You know, bro, she's one of these 24-year-old millennials. She lives in Boulder. She works for like an ad PR agency. She's not going to a franchise. She's just not.
Her reputation's on the line.
Her reputation's on the line. And, bro, keep in mind, it's my birthday, so I'm supposed to pick where I want to go. Okay?
And you probably paid for it, too.
Well, bro, we go to this foofy place. You know, and her and my wife, you know, bro, they're ordering Bloody Marys and this, that, and the other thing. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So, bro, like the bill for three people at breakfast comes into 60. It's $66.
How much was yours out of the 66?
Probably maybe with my coffee, 15. Okay. So, bro, I'm like, okay, bro, like I just bet $100 on the Chiefs. So even if I win, that's $66, bro, that I got to pay for this breakfast. So now I'm looking at $34. Okay.
Well, you could look at it that way, or you could look at it as you made a good investment to cover this breakfast by betting on the Chiefs. So you didn't have to pay for this out of the money you already had.
Yeah. But, bro, we're not done there. Okay, because then in Boulder, bro, there's a Barnes and Noble. Okay, Jeff, right after Christmas, Barnes and Noble, they marked down a crap load of their vinyl, like 50% off. Okay, so you know, bro, I go in there, I want to see the vinyl, I want to see if they have anything new. 50% off on vinyl is freaking huge. But I mean, bro, at the end of the day, like I'm not even buying like a $34.99 vinyl that's half off because it's still $17.50. Okay. So like I will buy a vinyl that's 50% off if it's like a 1999 album. Okay, bro. Or maybe $24.99. Now I'm paying $12.50 for a brand new album. Okay. So, bro, you know, I'm going through them and like, even if 50% off, I'm very, very, very selective. Okay. So I go through, you know, I go through the vinyl, I go through everything one by one by one by one. There was some borderline titles, but nothing that I really wanted to spend the money on. Okay. So, bro, keep in mind, while I'm going through the vinyl, my daughter. Now, bro, you got to remember, we're talking about 24, okay? Bro, I think my daughter, I don't know what she makes. I know she makes over 50 grand a year, okay, bro? And I know it's just her, bro. They rent a place. She rents a place with two other people. So she's not hard up for money by any stretch of the imagination, all right? So, bro, while I'm going through the albums, she asked me, she goes, can I get a book? Okay, bro, keep in mind, she's 24. She's not 14.
So people in the Twitch chat are already amazed that, I guess they haven't heard any stories before, but yeah, she asked you to go out for your own birthday,
yeah,
and then you have to pay for it. A-Cruz, right. D. Huffman, right. GTA, WWE, DJ Mad Dog, I'm making these comments about Annie. So, now, she wants you to buy her a book?
She wants me to buy her a book. Bro, you got to understand, I want to make something perfectly clear. If my daughter is struggling, like, no problem. She's not struggling, bro. She's got money. So I said, okay, get a book, right? So meanwhile, bro, I don't get any albums. You know, there were no albums that cut the list for me. I got no albums.
Not even any that you could have sold on your Venom vinyl store?
Nah, because I like selling albums cheap. I don't like selling them for a lot of money. So, bro, now I'm getting ready to go. I got no albums. Okay, now my wife is getting online. She's like, where's Annie? Where's Annie? Where's Annie? I said, I don't know. So my wife's getting online. It's my wife's turn online. And, you know, here comes
in Annie. Right? You mean in line to pay?
To pay.
Okay.
So now I see Annie in the corner of my eye and she's like running. Okay. And she's like, where's mom? I said, mom's online. And my wife was already up there. She was already up there. So Annie tears ass up to my wife. You know, bro, here's the thing. You ready, bro? So yeah. I'm watching all this play out, okay? Bro, she's got three books. Three. And, bro, you got to keep in mind, my daughter's not getting books at 50% off. She's getting three books that she wants. She doesn't care what the price is.
Did she even go for the paperbacks for the cheaper, or did she get the hardcovers?
Well, I don't even know. All I know is I see her race. She catches my wife. She puts three books on the counter. So now, bro, I'm just like, okay, bro, breakfast cost me $66. Bro, those three books were a hell of a lot more than $34. And you know what? I didn't even ask my wife what they were because I didn't want to know. Like, I didn't want to know. So now, like, I'm watching the game, and I'm rooting for the Chiefs, like, just to make my money back. Now it's not even like, well, Vince, if the Chiefs wins, bro, you win $100, you could go buy yourself something. No, bro, like, now I'm in the hole before the freaking game even starts. So now, I swear to God, bro, when it was 20-10. San Fran. Now I'm looking at, bro, this you're going to be minus $250 today between the breakfast and the books and losing this freaking bet. You're going to be down $250 today.
I thought the game was over at that point too.
I thought it was over because, bro, you know what sucks? Like, bro, I really don't keep any money in PayPal. I really don't. Like, when I have money in PayPal, you know, like, I pay you out or I pay everybody out, whatever I got to do. So, you know, when it was 20-10, bro, I knew I only had about $25 in PayPal. I knew Glenn was laying out the money for me. And you know how it is, Jeff, when you transfer money from your bank into PayPal, it takes 3 to 5 days. So now I'm like, shit, bro. Now I'm going to owe Disco money. I'm not going to be able to pay him till 5 days. I don't like that, bro. I'm making a guy lay out $100. I can't pay him in 5 days. So now I'm like, bro, this sucks. I'm going to have to make him wait 5 days till the transfer clears and all this shit. But, you know, luckily the Chiefs came out on top. So I had a break even day.
Now, Virtue says this is all on you, that you should have thrift shopped more with her. Taught her the ways.
No, see, Jeff, that's the thing. No DQ. Bro, she is a bigger thrift shopper than me. She's a bigger thrift shopper than me, bro. She was telling me on Saturday she hit 7 thrift stores. But it's when she's with me and she knows that I'm paying. The thrifting goes out the window. She doesn't give a shit, bro.
Broadcaster with 250 bits. So I wonder, are you just as scared of her as your wife because you allow her to do this? You don't not pay for these things. You don't tell her no. You always talk about how your wife's scared to death of her. Maybe you are too.
Bro, how do you tell a 24-year-old no? You know, bro, it's very, very hard because, like, they shouldn't be doing that. Like, they should know better. She knows she's taking total advantage of me. It's not like, bro, it's not like you go into the store with a 6-year-old kid and they want everything they see. It's not that. It's like you make your own money. You're doing well. You know, I'm still hustling to make a buck going on Twitter. You know, bro, I got to rip people here on Twitter too. Like, I'm going to be honest with everybody on Twitter, and I want to thank Twitch. I want to thank Broadcaster and Texas Sooner and NoDQ. Jeff, I went on Skype for an hour and a half on Saturday night. Okay. Jeff, Amy's yelling at me. It's Saturday night. You blah, blah, blah. She's yelling at me. And I'm like, Aim, I got a commitment. I'm supposed to do a live Skype the last Saturday of every month. I couldn't do it last weekend because I was in Utah. I've got to fulfill my obligations, okay? So, Jeff, meanwhile, I go on Twitch Saturday night, you know, just like you fill out my obligations, you know, the usual suspects call in. Jeff, I'm on Twitch an hour and a half on Saturday night. I made about 50 cents. Guys, come on. Like, seriously, guys. Seriously. An hour and a half of my time I put in, I made 50 cents. Bro, no shit. I could have worked at Kroger in that hour and a half and made $22.50.
DX Sooner with 100 bits. So there's more right there than you made on that.
My point is, I am still hustling to make money. She knows I'm still hustling to make money. The hustle never stops. So how do you say no to a grown-ass adult that should know better?
Virtue with 50 bits. Well, you've kind of already accepted the behavior, so it's not going to stop. Unless you're a dick about it, probably. You could accidentally... Well, if you left your card at home, your wife would still have hers and probably use hers, right? So you can't do that. You forget your wallet. I don't know. You've kind of...
Bro, it's like every time I love seeing my daughter. I really, really do, bro. And like I jump at the opportunity to see her. But I swear to God, bro, like every time I see her, I know I'm $100 in the hole. Like every time I see, and listen, I don't want to sound like a dick, but the fact of the matter is, listen, bro, when my kids need money, I got no problem sending them money. You know, Will has been having some issues with his dog, his poor dog. They think the dog had a stroke. So every time he goes to the vet, it costs him an arm and a leg. You know, his two cars went down at the same time. Bro, Will doesn't make what Annie makes. He doesn't even make. So, bro, I have no problem. Okay. I know Will could probably use some money. You know, I have no problem doing that. But I mean, my God, bro, it's like when she makes that call to me, she knows it's free game.
You've accepted the behavior. You're kind of enforcing it. You're allowing it to happen. You've been complaining about this since on here for 5 years now.
I need a different strategy.
You should have cut it off long ago. Now you may need to lay down, or you could just pull out the. When does she turn 25?
June.
Okay, you could make that now. This stops when you turn 25.
The 25 rule.
Yep.
It's brutal, man.
You say it's time for you to take care of me.
Yeah. Meanwhile, bro, it was freaking, it hit 75 degrees here in Colorado yesterday. Everybody's walking around in shorts, the whole nine yards. Right now, it is snowing outside in about 20 degrees.
That's nuts. I don't understand how weather just changes just like that.
See, Texas Sooner is the only one cheering bits in here.
That's not true. Broadcasters cheered 1,000 bits.
Yeah, I know he cheers that, but Texas Sooner always, John, his name is John, by the way, good friend of mine, always cheering bits.
When Virtue's been cheering bits, Super Jam, yeah, DJ Virtue, Mad Dog.
Yeah, you know, come on, guys, you got to step up, bro. I got bills to pay. I got to support my daughter. Give me a break. All right, bro, let's look at 8 days a week. What's going on?
All right. Well, always Monday, Margaritaville Monday. We open up with castrating the marks.
Oh, I like that. Margaritaville Monday. We've never used that before. I like that.
Yeah, I used that in today's description, actually. It's a Super Bowl Sunday's over, but you always got Margaritaville Monday or something like that. So,
you know, hold on for a second. This Chris character, and somebody else said it too, Reverend Smiley, all of our bits go to Jeff. Guys, let me break the news to you, Chris and Reverend Smiley and whoever else on Twitch wants to be a wise guy. Do you think Jeff's not well paid by me? Like, seriously, guys, what do you think? I make Jeff do all this shit for free? You think Jeff is not well paid that you're paying him bits and not me?
They're pushing your buttons.
All right, what? Tell me about Margarita. Please, I got agita already. It's not even 9 o'clock.
Well, we were just a bunch of dummies because we definitely did not get this story straight as we look at this tweet of Bruce Mitchell catching a pancake from New Day while he was at SmackDown.
Jeez.
Bruce Mitchell tweets, a pancake hit me in the face, tags Kofi Kingston, and takes a picture of himself holding up the pancake in like the fourth row, I'm guessing, at SmackDown.
And bro, you also like, you know, give us a little bit about his facial expression. You got to describe it a little bit.
Like a kid that just got what he wanted for his birthday. Yeah, if you guys are listening to the audio version, either go look at the tweet on Twitter or check out the video version. But like, yeah, that's like, you know, take a picture for you. Kid's excited, but grandma got him. She sent it from the other side of the country. All right, we got to take a picture Christmas morning and send it to grandma. Hold up the gift.
All right, so he's posing with the pancake like a three-year-old kid, taking a selfie of himself with the pancake and tagging Kofi Kingston.
Yes. So okay. Then somebody tweeted this, tagged us in this, I guess, HTMVOL. Bruce replies, poor Jeff Lane. I mean, you know these dummies won't get even the basic story right, and I'll get attacked personally because they're too dumb to do anything else. But dealing with these tattletales and Russo for that little money.
For what little money?
Yeah, I don't know. But we're dummies. We won't get the story right.
And then what else he said? What will we do? We'll make fun of him or something? What did he say? Tell me the whole thing again.
Poor Jeff Lane. I mean, you know these dummies won't get even the basic story right, and I'll get attacked personally because they're too dumb to do anything else.
You know, hold on. Stop right there. You know, Bruce, what's an attack personally to you? Bro, that's an attack that you did something that a kid would do, and you looked like a child, bro. That's an attack. That you consider that an attack, bro? No, bro. You look like an idiot. You look like a fool. You look like a kid. You look like a child. You look like one of the kids that you teach. That's an attack, bro. Anybody that looks at that picture would say the same exact thing. How is that an attack? You look like a little child, bro. You acted like a little child. That's an attack? That's the truth, bro. That's the plain truth. And then, bro, the only reason you're sending this tweet out is you're saying this is because after you put it out there, you realize that. You realized, holy shit, bro, the brand Russo, they're going to get a hold of this. You realized that. So now all of a sudden there's a story to it. What's the story, Bruce? What is the story to you taking a picture of yourself and a pancake and connecting Kofi Rhodes to that? What is the story to that, bro? Tell me what the story is so I can apologize to you because I didn't understand the story. That's what yeah. I mean, bro. With these guys are the biggest wimps in the world. Oh, yeah, bro, we're attacking you. This is an attack, Bruce. No, bro, we don't have to attack you. You made yourself look like a moron. You did that. We didn't do that, bro. You see any pictures of me out there holding pancakes? We didn't do that. You did that, bro. You did that. So stop with the, I'm a victim and I'm going to be freaking attacked. No, bro, you're not going to be attacked. You're going to be called out for looking like an imbecile. Well, do you expect not to?
I still don't think we've heard what the real story is that we got wrong.
Yeah. What kind of a jackass, like what kind of a grown ass jackass man puts a tweet up with a picture of him catching a Kofi Kingston pancake? He's got it right next to his big monster face and he's tweeting it out to the world like literally a 5-year-old child will. And then he puts it out there, bro, for everybody to see, and then plays the sympathy card that he's going to be attacked by it. He's going to be attacked by it. Now, bro, no, you're not. It's not an attack We're making fun of you, bro, because you're acting like a child. You're acting like a kid. When Kofi Kingston is throwing pancakes out to the crowd, bro, the objective is for a kid to catch the pancake, not a 50-year-old dweeb, bro. So when you put that picture out, you already know in advance, oh, I'm going to be attacked. No, bro, you're not going to be attacked. You're going to have a bunch of normal people say, what are you, an idiot? The guy's throwing out pancakes out there for the kids to catch. The kids could go to school the next day. They could tell all their friends, bro. They could put the pancake in a souvenir book. Whatever they're going to do with the freaking pancake. And you're freaking plowing over kids to get the pancake. Then you put it up and, oh, duh, I'm going to be attacked now, duh. I'm going to be attacked. Bro, you're a moron. You're a freaking moron. Yes, you're going to be attacked because you're a moron.
B. Collins 30 with 100 bits. On the Raw and SmackDown review with Stevie Richards and Bin Hameen, you asked them what they would do in the ring if they were being stiffed by somebody.
Hey, Stevie, if a guy, because like I always feel this with a lot of these girl matches. I always feel like a lot of the girls may be too stiff and it's pissing off the, I always get that feeling. Stevie, if you're in a match and a guy is stiffing you and, you know, you maybe say to him, bro, you know, lighten up, whatever you say. Do you have a tendency then at that point to not sell his shit? Because that's my question. If Asuka stiffens Charlotte and Charlotte is getting pissed, is she making the decision to not sell Asuka's shit?
Yeah, but there's two ways to look at that. Now, with me, I'll give you an example of mine, and I think that the second way is the smarter way, at least pops me. My way would be when someone would do that, first of all, warn them, like, hey, man, take it easy. I can't sell and bump properly if you're hitting me like this. They keep doing it. Okay, my cardio is going to kick in, and we're just going to keep running. And now you're going to be embarrassed and throw up, or you're going to look like shit because you can't raise your hands. Mm-hmm. I got to tire you out because you're hitting me as hard as fuck. Mm-hmm. I got to tire. I'm not tough. I can't give it back to you because that's just going to make a whole big problem even worse, in my opinion, because then the match just goes to shit. Mm-hmm. But I can run you back then, especially. I could run you till you're tired, or I can embarrass you that way. But the honky tonk man had the best thing ever. And I know Terry Taylor used to do this. If you stiff me, I'm staying down. I'm not getting up. I'm staying right here.
Yeah.
You might be able to pick me up, but you're going to expend a lot of energy. You hit me again, I go down, I'm not moving. That's the way I think a lot of the old timers, if they give receipts, but if you just wanted to work, you just lay there and dead ass them and not get up for them. And then the match is dead.
Yeah.
So it's unfortunate because I think I've heard stories about Impact and even WWE and stuff where people are, that's just the way you work now. And that's not working. And maybe that's to some point to it. MVP, we talked about it earlier. His style is a very safe style. But in today's day and age of everybody giving real knees to the nose and breaking nose and necks and everything, it looks slow in comparison.
Yep. Ben, what are your thoughts?
I usually say I pride myself on never hurting anybody, but we'll talk about it on Master Shoot on Patreon. I knocked out my guy this weekend.
Oh, you had the MMA guy?
Yeah. So I've been saving that. Not that he's taking liberties on me, but, I wish I had Stevie's poise, but when I get rocked from somebody being sloppy, we handle it right there. It's okay. All right. Here we go. And if I catch a second one, now it's time to pay it back. So.
Yeah. You said at the top of the show, Vince, where the pros are pros. And this is where this comes in. You got actual people, wrestlers in the business on these programs that you can ask these questions to, the stuff that the experts like Meltzer and all these guys could never possibly understand by never being in the ring. here's Stevie Richards and Ben Hameen telling you, and they had two different ways that they react to people stiffing them in the ring. And this conversation came from, you know, you thought maybe Asuka might be stiffing Charlotte because Ben said Charlotte was selling her stuff, which led into this conversation and how they handle it today. But, you know, getting that perspective from the wrestler, where the pros are pros, that's something you get here on the brand. And well, bro, I think that's a good
not
example.
Only that, I could tell you I was stiffed many times, man. When bro, I, you know, when I got my concussion and I kept working and I knew I had a concussion, you know, the people that I was working with, I would say to them, guys, like, honestly, like, my bell is still rung. I mean, you know, please take it easy. And, bro, first of all, you never do that in wrestling, because if you do that in wrestling, they're going to stiff you. Yeah, I mean, that's just the way it is. But I was really concerned about my physical condition. And, bro, every time I said that, I got freaking stiffed. You know, Goldberg, you know, was the last one. And, like, I was like, that's the end of it, man. If every time I tell these guys, bro, to take it easy and they're going to ring my bell, like, I'm going to be freaking dead. And that's when I pulled myself out of the ring after the Goldberg thing. My God, bro, I was just reading online between NXT and the WWE, six guys were concussed last week. Six guys in one freaking week. You know, bro, me and Ben and Stevie, We kind of went off on a little, a little rant about guys like Kevin Owens and Samoa Joe that really need to get in better shape. You know, with all due respect, bro, if your weight is part of your gimmick, that's one thing, but their weight isn't part of their gimmick. Okay, bro. And they really look like two sloppy fat guys. So, you know, Ben and Stevie being wrestlers, being in tip-top condition, you know, knowing what it takes, you know, basically says, guys, if you lost some weight, you know, you would be a lot safer. You would be able to do a lot more things in the ring, yada, yada, yada. Bro, what happens not even a week later? Not even a week later, bro. Joe does a suicide dive. If you look at the replay, you could see he did not clear that rope cleanly. He either caught it with his knee or his foot, okay, bro? And what happened, bro? He didn't catch it cleanly, head first into the barricade. They had to take him to the back in the middle of a match, call an audible, because he concussed himself. What, guys, why do you think we say the things that we do? Ben and Stevie wrestle for a living. Bro, they know, Stevie and Ben know, if you drop 20 pounds, you're going to be a lot safer in that ring. You're going to be a lot quicker. You're going to be a lot faster. You're going to be able to do a lot more things. They're not saying that shit for their health, bro. And literally, bro, that same week, Samoa Joe, suicide dive, catches his leg, head first into the barricade, concussed. What, bro, what do you guys think we say the thing? Bro, you think I give a shit whether Joe weighs 250 pounds or 350 pounds? I don't give a shit, bro. I just know carrying that extra weight, you are more prone to get hurt. I know that, bro. That's why we say the shit that we say.
Broadcaster with 150 bits, TX Sooner with 100 bits. And, of course, we wrap up the week with Lions, Tigers, Bears, and Disco. And in this clip, you and Disco are talking about the rumors of Brock Lesnar approaching Matt Riddle backstage at the Royal Rumble.
Bro, there's two things. Number one, either he's working, and number two, he's going into business for himself.
Well,
he's going into business for himself.
Well, let me ask you this. Go on, hold on. Let me ask you this, because it's a combination of the two. So let me ask you this. No doubt, bro, the kid prior to the encounter with Lesnar, he's promoting himself. And bro, that's great. I want Lesnar. People are going to say, is this guy crazy? Is this guy out of his mind? He's working. That's exactly what he's doing. But obviously, Brock Lesnar does not think it's funny, because He's not being a part of the work.
How do we know? Where are these reports coming from, by the way? Because I don't know if this is all just a very clever nugget to start an angle.
Well, it was kind of, I mean, it was Riddle's statements, that story that I read. But let me just finish, because here's what I think happened.
Because here's the thing. I just don't want us to get suckered in here to assuming this is all a shoot when it could be a work. Because then we're just talking. Then we're marks, you know. Like we you know what I'm saying. So I'm,
But I'll tell you why I don't think it's a work. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
This kid was going into business for himself with Brock, which is great, bro. He's promoting it. People are saying he's crazy. Brock will kill you. That's genius. I'm with the kid. Brock's not responding. Okay, bro. So like, if it's a work, I would think Brock is responding at that point. Kid, shut the F up, or I'm going to kill you. Mm-hmm. He's not responding. Then the report is Brock ran into him backstage and had those words with the guy. A lot of people reported that. And now
how does that happen? How does it get reported?
I guess people that are backstage.
So what workers so a worker is calling the dirt sheets and telling them this is what they just saw.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, we're assuming that.
Yes.
Okay, because is this coming from, like, is our WWE sources call, you know what I'm saying, like people in creative telling them, hey, that this is what happened. You know what I'm saying? Is the story being pushed, or is the story kind of stolen? You know, is it done in like the dirt sheet fashion where you have a backstage stooge and he's calling.
Glenn, there's more to it than that. You got to remember, bro, this is the same guy that started with Goldberg.
I know.
And that went no place. That wasn't a work. That was a shoot. He did this. It was the same exact thing, and it went nowhere. But here's my question, hypothetically. If this kid's doing this and Lesnar isn't playing along, and then Lesnar meets the kid and he kind of lets the kid know, bro, stop. It's never happening. Stop. And the kid continues. Should the kid continue if Brock is serious, or should out of respect him stop the act?
Because here's the thing. In professional wrestling these days, you can do angles on Twitter. I mean, if the kid's going into business for himself and just cutting promos, just randomly, you know, stuff and thing, at least he's aiming high.
The
guy's like, okay, I'm going to call out the top guys, you know, because if it happens, you're basically kind of publicly voicing you want to work with these top guys.
Right. Good job. Right.
Okay. So, but that's not how this works. You know, so you don't call your own shots in professional wrestling. You know, this is not like MMA, where, like, you know, we're basically you can call a guy out and get another, and the other guy says yeah, and then you get the promoter, yeah, okay, we got a fight, the promoter makes the fight, right. Well, the promoter books the matches in WWE. If everybody was went into business for themselves and cut promos on the guys they want to work with, how could you book the show?
Everybody
would want to work with Rollins. Everybody want to work with AJ. Everybody's like, you know, they'd have like 25 opponents.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Maybe the kid, maybe it's this millennials, they get in the business and maybe grew up and don't know the history of professional wrestling. Didn't grow up watching good wrestling, and they get in here and they just don't know how this stuff works.
Let me ask you a hypothetical question. It's being promoted now. I saw the graphic and everything already.
And in that clip, I mean, your guy's main discussion was, okay, was this a work, or is he going into business for himself? And if he was going into business for himself, how this is not UFC, what the difference is. Booker T has come out since you guys did the show, basically saying the same things, shouldn't be going into business for himself. I wonder, like, guys that come from the UFC world like this, like, are they trying to change the game? Like, are they trying to use their UFC tactics to goad Brock into this match with him to help his wrestling career? Because is he thinking, if Brock doesn't fight me, he's going to look like a wuss, whether it's Matt a real Riddle, fight or not?
Matt Riddle was a UFC fighter?
Yeah, wasn't he?
I don't know. Was he?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was.
Broadcast as he was. Yes,
he was in the UFC.
So here's it. Guys, you got to understand something. And again, Jeff, this is part of us being in the business. okay? And knowing the rules of the business. Guys, you don't put shit out there. Wrestlers don't put shit out there about other wrestlers or concerning other wrestlers unless the other wrestler is smart to it, bro. You don't. Matt Riddle, whatever he calls himself, is putting shit out there that Lesnar does not know about. You don't do that, bro. If it is a work, you got to smarten the guy up. So, like, bro, here's the bottom line. Matt Riddle, who's a nobody, bro, he's a
Riddle.
Okay? Riddle, who's a nobody. Okay. Okay, bro. So what's he going to do? He's going to go to Brock and say, hey, Brock, I'm going to shoot this angle where I'm going to start dogging you this, that, and the other. And you know what Brock's going to say? Brock's going to say to Matt Riddle, he's going to say, okay, bro, what does that do for me? How does that benefit me? You want to wrestle me. You're a nobody. How does that benefit me? That's what Brock Lesnar is going to say. So that's why Matt Riddle does not ask Brock Lesnar. He, what you call in the wrestling business, goes into business for himself. Brock isn't smartened up to it. Brock doesn't like it. So, of course, when Brock sees the dude, he says something. And he has all the right in the world to, bro. Because if you're going to start something like that, both people have to be in on it, bro. That is part of the business. Bro, you think tomorrow I'm going to start shooting an angle with Nick Aldis and not let Nick in on it? You don't freaking do that, bro. You got to smarten the guy up. But of course, Matt Riddle, he knew there's nothing in that for Brock Lesnar. There's nothing in that for Brock. So that's why Brock would have never been into it.
And you look at, kind of whether what was the actual truth or not, but you seem to think that Corey Graves did the same thing to Mauro Ranallo, didn't smarten him up right to what he was going to say on Twitter, and that didn't work out well.
Bro, look what happened with Hogan and Kidman. Hogan wasn't working an angle. Hogan was basically shooting, saying, Billy Kidman couldn't draw flies in a flea market. So I did the reverse with Hulk. I'm like, bro, you're saying something about Billy Kidman. No, no due respect, Hulk. You are a legend. He's not. But at the end of the day, the guy's working just as hard as you are. So I did the reverse here. I'm like, okay, well, let's do an angle out of that. And then, lo and behold, Hulk didn't want to do an angle. Well, then, bro, why are you talking shit about the guy then?
Broadcaster with 150 bits. And remember, guys, you can get all these shows and many more. Goldilocks, Vito, Shane Douglas. You can get all these shows on the Realm Network in video and audio for less than $1 a week. It's only $3.95 a month. It is chump change, zero long-term commitment. You can opt out at any time. Give us a shot. You will enjoy it. Just go to russosbrand.com. Realm Network, subscribe right at the top.
What would that kid have done literally if freaking Brock would have done something backstage? You know what I mean?
I don't know. Yeah. I wonder how good of a fight. It said his record was 8-4. I don't know what that means. I guess your strength of opponent would affect your record, I'm assuming, but I wonder how he would hold up against Brock.
No DQ says Riddle could hold his own, trust me.
Yeah, but he's stirring the pot. He's taking the heelish approach. He's taking Riddle's side on this.
Yeah. Well, but anyway, but that's the rule of thumb. And again, it's what Jeff says, man. That's why when you listen to the brand, bro, we know what we're talking about. You know, you got guys that have been in the business and have been in the business for a very long time, still active, in the business, been still working in business, Shane Douglas, Disco. Disco's going to be on Impact this week, I think, bro. But that's it, guys. That's the difference. That's why I say russosbrand.com, where the pros are pros. Guys, sign up here. All these shows in their entirety, for less than $1 a week, bro, with no long-term commitment. Jeff, tell them about your other projects, your Twitch streams. Tell them everything else.
You can check me out, guys. I do two other things on the side. First place is Twitch, twitch.tv/JeffLane22. I do some late night gaming. Should be getting back in the rhythm of that this week. And also I have a Patreon, patreon.com/JeffLane22, where I review Raw and SmackDown. I do some video game stuff there, doing an episodic review of the TV show Lost. So you can check that out as well.
And guys, if you sign up right now for russosbrand.com, guys, you can listen to Lions, Tigers, Bears, and Disco tomorrow. Also, keep in mind, there are other shows, bro, on patreon.com/RussoTWC. So you have some shows on the brand. You got some shows on Patreon. You got a whole menu where you could pick and choose the shows that you want to listen to. But that is it, everybody. Hopefully we will see you tomorrow over on Lions, Tigers, Bears, and Disco. Have a great day, everybody.